Hart gecheckt wird euch präsentiert von Prechtl. Regional einkaufen und genießen. Deine Supermärkte in der Region Rosenheim.
Hart gecheckt. Der Podcast zu den Star Bulls Rosenheim. Präsentiert von der OVB Sportredaktion.
Servus und herzlich willkommen, liebe Eishockey-Freunde. Es wird wieder hart gecheckt. Der Podcast der OVB Sportredaktion zu den Star Bulls Rosenheim geht in seine nächste Ausgabe. Es ist die 83. und die wird aufgezeichnet am 2. Dezember 2025. Mit dabei sind mein Kollege Marco Aleksic. Servus, Marco.
Hi, servus.
Und meine Wenigkeit Thomas Neumeier von der OVB Sportredaktion. Bei Hart gecheckt geht es diesmal unter anderem um das 6-Punkte-Wochenende der Star Bulls, das erfolgreiche Wochenende mit den Siegen in Kaufbeuren und gegen die Lausitzer Füchse. Und wir schauen natürlich auf die nächsten Spiele der Rosenheimer Eishockler in der DEL2. Und wir sprechen über einen Neuzugang, der sich besonders prächtig in Rosenheim eingeführt hat. Er trägt nämlich den Goldhelm. Heute ist er ohne Goldhelm da. Wir freuen uns sehr, ihn begrüßen zu dürfen. Herzlich willkommen, very warm welcome, Scott Faeser.
Thanks for having me.
Wir freuen uns, dass du da bist, Scott. Und dann ist es der Zeitpunkt, dass wir jetzt in Englisch rüber wechseln. Auch wenn wir einige Worte schon in Deutsch gewechselt haben und das sehr gut klingt. Aber wir machen den Podcast jetzt auf Englisch. And as usual, our guest introduces himself in a few sentences. Scott, and we are excited to hear a few sentences from you and your introduction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Scott Faeser, and it's my first season here in Rosenheim, and so far no complaints. It's been a warm welcome from the team and the community, and you know, my wife and I have really enjoyed our time here. We've been able to explore the region and Bavaria a little bit, so that's been nice. And then obviously when the team's doing pretty well, and that makes life easier too. So it's been a good start in Rosenheim here.
Man, it's been a good start at the podcast here.
Yeah.
do you have a nickname?
Usually, I think this year it's just Scotty.
Yeah.
But I've gone by Faze or Fees. But I think this year it's just Scotty.
We have Luis at the Gossage here. And I think he said Faze.
Yeah, there's a couple guys who say Faze. Yeah. But yeah.
And what about Laser Faze?
Laser Faeser, that, yeah, in Krimichow, some of the fans clinged on to Laser Faeser, but I haven't heard that this year. But yeah, any of the above are okay.
It's time to bring it on. let's start in our first period, and we're looking back to the good games at Kaufbeuren and against the Lausitzer Füchse. 6 points at the weekend. It's the second time in this season that the Star Wars had a 6-point weekend. And you must be walking around Rosenheim with a huge smile on your face.
Like I said, it's always, life's always easier when you're winning. We're happy with how we're playing right now. Obviously, it's nice to get the results and get have a 6-point weekend. So we're going to try to just keep building on that and keep building our game. And you're not going to win every game, but if we can keep focusing on the things that we're doing well, I think we have all the signs of a strong team and be a top contender in the league for the season. So we're just going to keep trying to build on those results and look on to the next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, summing it up, what would you say, what were the key reasons for the 2 wins last weekend?
The Kaufbeuren game was a bit, we didn't really know what to expect. Obviously they've been struggling, but, they have a good roster and they were getting a bunch of guys back, but, I think we just showed up and played a strong game and, we finally got our power play going a bit. And then we just kind of didn't really give them any life and, added on a few goals later on in the game, but, so that was that. And then Vice Foster, I think it was, our power play makes the games easier when you can score a few on the power play. But again, I think it was just a good, solid home game. I think that's another thing that we want to establish is being a good home team and being a place to That's tough to come in and get points. So I think it was, yeah, a good solid home game. And yeah, nothing other than the power play goals, but nothing special, just good solid hockey that our team is capable of. And like I said, yeah, we're just going to try to keep building on that.
You scored two goals at the weekend and added some assists. How was the weekend for you personally?
Good. Yeah, it's always nice to contribute offensively. That's part of my role here. So, yeah, I think same thing for myself. Just try to focus on the right things and playing the right way, and chances will come. And over the course of the season, if you're getting chances and you're generating chances, whether it's 5-on-5 or on the power play, then eventually they'll start going in. So on a weekend to score a couple goals is always a good feeling as well.
Yeah, it's 7 goals and 13 assists so far for you in the season. Do statistics, or do these statistics matter to you at all?
I think any offensive player who says they don't is lying. But yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to focus on you know, the things that generate chances and the things that are conducive to good team hockey. And if we're, you know, generating chances and generating offense and our power plays effective, then yeah, it's nice when you're able to produce some points and then you get some results. So so it's a nice to have a good start statistically. But yeah, we'll try to keep it going.
If you project it over the whole season, you will end by 52 points in 52 games. It would be your best regular season. That's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, yeah. If I can keep on this pace, then I'd be happy with a career best. I'm surrounded by lots of good players on the team. I think that's our strength here, is we have a really deep roster of good players with, you know, a lot of different skill sets. But I think in the 20 games I've played with how many different line mates and on different lines, I've played some games at center. And I think it's just speaks to our team that we can kind of mix things around to whatever is, you know, the best strategy for that game or that weekend. And I'm always going to be surrounded by good players. And so that, yeah, helps the stats as well. Mm.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the individual games. Last weekend at Kaufbeuren, you started really well, and that was the thing on the road this year. So why does it work so well for the team away and at away games?
I don't have an answer. I think sometimes that's just how it goes. You'll go through stretches where you're winning on the road and struggling at home, or it's vice versa. I don't look at road games or home games much different. I think that's just kind of the trend now, but I think we have a strong team, and I think we can be good on the road and good at home. And
Werbung!
Thomas, wenn es was Gutes und Außergewöhnliches zu essen gibt, dann bist du ja grundsätzlich immer interessiert, oder?
Was denkst denn du von mir, Marco? Schau ich wirklich so aus? Ja, aber deswegen bin ich in der Woche öfters bei den Brechtelmärkten. Da läuft noch bis Samstag die Räucherfisch- und Feinkostwoche in allen Brechtelmärkten. Ich hole mir gern die gereicherten Forellen vom Bierbichler aus Stephanskirchen. Regionaler geht's ja kaum. Und dann noch sowas ausgefallen, wie Caipirinha-Räucherlachs, Thai-Räucherlachs und so weiter.
Ich stehe ja dann eher auf die Feinkostsalate von Kugler, Großmann und Beek. Aber es ist echt für jeden was dabei. Makrelen, Gambas, Dips, Aufstriche. Da kannst du dir schon ein kleines Adventsbuffet zusammenstellen.
Das ist recht. Die Räucherfisch- und Feinkostwoche in allen Brechtelmärkten. Raubling, Brannerburg, Bad Aibling und Bad Feinbach. Alles schön aufgebaut an den Marktständen. Noch bis zu diesem Samstag. Bei Brechtel. Da geht's mal gut.
Werbung Ende.
At the end of the first period, the Stables have to battle. Kaufbeuren scored and was a bit to make the equalizer. And then there was the 5 minutes. Was it the key point of the game?
Yeah, I think in that particular game, I think we scored two goals on that 5-minute power play. So if you can score a couple power play goals and have a 2-goal lead, obviously that changes the game. I think that's what we've been doing well lately is I think we have trust in our team game, and whether, you know, the first period it's tied or we're down a goal or up a goal, I think we have a lot of trust and confidence in our game that we can continue to play our style and the game we want to play and be successful.
In your case, you played with so different players in the formation. How this trust was built?
I think it comes, you can't just decide on it. Like some people say, you have to trust your teammates and the game plan. But I think that has to come organically. So we've been playing some good hockey and we've gotten some good results. So we're winning games lately. So I think that's what comes from that.
Yeah.
So when, like I said, if you're down a goal or up a goal, when you have trust in the way that you're playing, then it's easier as a player to stick to that game plan and trust. Yeah, that if we keep doing the right things and keep focusing on the playing the right way, then we're gonna win more games than not. So.
Yeah, and Kaufbeuren, you extended the lead in the power play. And after that, it seemed like the goals were, you scored like automatically. How was it on the ice for you?
It was good. I think, yeah, that's part of maybe where we struggled a bit earlier on in the season is if we did have a one or a 2-goal lead, we didn't have that killer instinct and we kind of let teams hang around a bit. I think that was like the Krimichow home game or the Regensburg home game. I think we had a lead in both of those games, but we kind of let them hang around. And we don't need to focus on scoring a whole bunch of goals, but I think having a bit more of that killer instinct to stay aggressive and stay on top of teams and not letting them hang around in the game. And if you can get that, you know, that third goal and make it a 3-goal lead or something, that really puts a nail in the coffin. And so I think, yeah, that was a key thing in that Kaufbeuren game.
It was in both games that the Star Wars get in the third period with a big lead. How nice it is to make it a bit easier in the third period.
Yeah, it's then going into the third period, you can again. You don't want to sit back, but it's not so tense where if you take a penalty or if some one individual makes a mistake that can really cost you. Then you can kind of just play a bit more free and it's obviously being up 2 or 3 is tougher to. Or is easier to hold on to than a
two is nothing in it.
Yeah.
Two is nothing in ICP.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the home game. In the end, the Star Wars deserved the win, but in the first period, there were a lot of chances which didn't go in. What do you think about the home game, or especially about the first period?
Like I said, it was just a good, solid home game, and we didn't score in the first, but I think we played pretty solid and just sticking to that game plan that we've been building and building confidence in, and it just so happened that the power play was the key factor then in the second, but overall was just a good solid game, yeah. Good home game.
I didn't believe it, but I can say it. The power play was the key. It was nice in the last games before. But what is different now? Is it only Timo Pulkkinen?
Obviously, that helps. He has a shot that is, I think, unmatchable in this league. So that helps. Not only like he can score, but then, you know, when teams have to key in on that, then it opens up. Opens up some other options. So, it definitely helps. But I think a bit of puck luck as well. I know our power play has struggled for the first part of the season, but at times we were doing the right things. We were getting chances and it just wasn't going in. But I think, yeah, we've tried to, you know, find new formations or try to just like keep doing the things that are generating those chances. And eventually they're, you know, pucks are going to start going in. And, but yeah, definitely adding Timu has, made an impact in short fashion. So, yeah, I don't expect to score four goals a game on the power play, but, yeah, if we can get one or two each game, then yeah, it's, it gives you a great chance to win every night. So, yeah.
Yeah, you scored the 3-1 right after the 2-1. Was that like a key phase of the game, would you say?
Yeah, I think that whole stretch there, that's kind of what swung the game, gave us the lead, and ended up giving us a 3-goal lead. So, yeah, I think the result on Sunday is directly coming from the power play. So, yeah, for me personally, too nice to chip in on that.
You are part of the power play. You always or often take the goalies the ice. What is special in this case?
For me,
yeah,
personally,
for you, to make the traffic before the goalie and.
I've been around. I think this year I played all four forward positions on the power play. So I usually speak to myself as a versatile player that can shift around wherever there's a need. And yeah, that's one thing that we've talked about is 5-on-5 and on the power play is how can we create some traffic and some havoc at the net to make it tougher for the goalie to make saves and then also shooting more from the guys who are on the flanks. So yeah, we've been able to do that, I guess, in the last few games and score a few goals. So
everything is fine
for now.
Yeah. Do you have something else about the games, Thomas?
Should I say more? No. we're changing in the second period. And it's all about Scott Faeser in this period. We want to get more about you, but we start with a little game.
Okay.
It's called 60 Seconds. And we begin the sentences, or in this case I, and you have to finish them.
Okay.
60 Sekunden, präsentiert von Brechtl, wo der Mensch zählt, im Markt und im Team.
When I want to relax,
I go to the sauna.
My favorite vacation spot is?
Italy.
As a child, my dream job was?
Play ice hockey.
My childhood idol was?
Hockey player Joe Sakic, but I always looked up to my dad and my older brother.
Okay. The best player I've ever played with is?
Played with Jake DeBrusk.
The best player you played against?
Leon Draisaitl.
In the locker room, I sit next to?
Dietze and Charlie.
We mostly talk about?
Fantasy football.
On game day, I eat?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Before a game, I absolutely have to?
Take a nap at home and a cold shower at the rink.
Dauert ein bisschen länger als 60 Sekunden, lohnt sich aber. Bewirb dich jetzt und werde ein Teil vom Brechtl-Team. Hier geht's mir gut.
When I want to relax, I go to the sauna. The Finnish guys had you.
Yeah, I've been, I guess, since coming to Europe, I've been
okay.
Converted, yeah.
So Italy, what kind of place in Italy? The mountains in Südtirol or the...
Last year I did a couple trips there. My wife and I, after we got married, we did a trip to Südtirol.
Yeah.
And then in the November break, my wife and I, but we met up with my brother and his family in the Bari area on the southeast coast. Okay. So both Italy, but they were different experiences. Yeah. And good food and
okay. No complaints. Childhood idol, Joe Sakic.
He was my favorite hockey player.
Why?
He was a good player, had a good shot. I liked the way he played. And when I was a kid, that's who always used the Joe Sakic hockey curve as well.
Ah, okay.
So,
and you played against Leon Dreisaitl?
Yeah. When I was in junior with the Red Deer Rebels for most of those years, he was with the Prince Albert Raiders.
Yeah.
And we're the same age. So, yeah, I played two and a half years against him. Yeah.
And who wins more games?
They weren't a super strong team. Maybe we won a few more games, but I can't say it was because of me versus him.
Do you have him hard gecheckt?
No, probably not.
What kind of player was he in this time?
Dominant.
Did you see
dominant.
That?
Yeah,
did you see
it
that
was.
He goes,
yeah. Obviously, he's had an incredible career, which lots of good junior players don't. It doesn't translate, but he's a top. He's been a top three player in the NHL for many years now. But when you're playing against someone whose backhand is better than your forehand, then you know that it's trouble. So it's cool to see guys that you've played against. For me, mostly in junior, who have gone on to have incredible NHL careers. Yeah, it's cool.
Now to you and your career. You have a German passport with family history. Tell us a little bit about that.
From my grandparents. They actually were living as Germans in Russia, but then went to Canada. So all four of my grandparents have German heritage, and a couple of them have their first language is German. So to have the passport and have the ability to live here and play here, and it has been an incredible experience for me.
Mm. What is a special German on you?
Special German on me?
Yeah.
Oof. I don't have an answer to that one.
Do you have family members?
Not that I know, who are still here.
You can't visit. Something.
Yeah. But it has been cool to have my brother, who's playing hockey in Germany, here as well for the whole experience. So we're pretty far apart now. He's playing in Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
But the previous years, we've usually been about a 3-hour drive apart. So we've been able to spend some time together and make it seem not so far away from home. But it's been cool to have us both over here.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're from Canada, you grew up there. How was it growing up in Alberta, I think, right?
Yeah. In Red Deer, Alberta is where I spent most of my childhood. And I think it's kind of like what you would think of a typical Canadian kid. Me and my brother both played hockey as kids, and we had an outdoor rink a 2-minute walk from our house. So we'd get home from school and go to the outdoor rink all the time, and then go to practice in the evening and watch. Like, my dad played as a kid, and we were just it was hockey from a pretty young age. So super fortunate to still be playing now.
Only hockey, or did you try any other sports also?
Yeah, I played a bit of, when I was a young kid, started, I think, with soccer in the summer, and then it switched to lacrosse. And my parents, I think I'm grateful for it too, but my parents wouldn't let us play spring hockey or summer hockey. We needed to take a break and do something different, which I think is good. But then it, in the summer, also went to roller hockey. And I still play some of that now in the summer. So, but in the winters, always hockey.
Mm. You played soccer Thomas Müller is going to win the title. Yeah. With
I can't speak to any football talk. So
okay, then we're talking a little bit about Red Deer. When I was googling Red Deer, I saw promise famous people from there. They are almost sportsmen.
Yeah,
some ice skaters and
I don't think there's too many world famous people from Red Deer. But yeah, some guys who have played in the NHL and maybe a speed skater or two. Or I think
sport is very big in Red Deer.
Yeah,
Red Deer. I think it's located exactly between Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah, genau. So yeah.
Which one do you support?
That's all the people in Red Deer. They're either Edmonton or Calgary fans. I ended up being a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Okay.
My uncle grew up with a defenseman that played a long time ago.
What was his name?
His name was Corey Cross. He was stay-at-home defenseman, not a household name. But so when I was growing up, we had posters and hockey cards from Tampa Bay. So and then they won the cup in 2004. So I was right in that age where I was, needing a team, and I've kind of stuck with them ever since. So I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
What was growing up with an older brother?
We're close now. We're good friends now, but I wouldn't say it was always so smooth. Especially when you're the younger one and you're trying to keep up with your older brother and at the outdoor rink or playing mini sticks in the basement. It wasn't always easy times. Like I said, he's someone I've looked up to my entire career and childhood. So now both be playing hockey and being able to kind of share that experience together. We're usually talking after every weekend and seeing how things are going. So it's a really cool experience to be able to do that together.
Yeah.
Did he get you to hockey or?
That would be my dad. He started both of us pretty young. Yeah. Yeah. Since I can remember, I was skating, and I think we've started playing like organized hockey at 4 or 5 years old. It's all we know.
was there a siblings rivalry?
He's 3 years older, so we didn't, as we grew up, we never played with each other, or we played one game against each other in junior. I was 16 and called up, and he was like a top player in the junior league. So, I don't think I was on the ice against him.
No hot check.
No. So, we never, got to play with or against each other really. But I've kind of just been able to, follow his footsteps somewhat and always lean on him for advice and,
When you play after school with the friends, was he a little bit a kind of protector?
I wouldn't say protector. He was probably the hardest one on me. There's always a funny story. We would play mini sticks in the basement. And one time he gave me a hard gecheckt through the wall. So there was a hole in our parents' basement for many years. And then I think they waited until we both moved out until they fixed it. So no, he was not the protector. He was probably the instigator.
What did the mother say?
I don't know. But yeah, I think our parents kind of shook their head for most of those years and said, okay, when you guys move out, then we'll do all the repairs. But yeah, as long as nobody's seriously injured, then it's okay.
Great story.
Yeah, your brother made the move to Europe first. And what did you, did he tell you about Germany?
He started in Switzerland he came right after junior. So he came over at 21 years old, which At the time, he was my older brother, and I looked up to him, thinking he was this grown man. But now looking back, like to make the move over at 21 years old, it's a big change. It's a lot to get used to, and you know, kind of learn how to live life not only in Europe or a new country, but just as a young man. So yeah, he's been over here for 13, 14 years now. And yeah, throughout his whole career, we've always been talking, and I've always leaned on him for advice. And so we've even before I started playing here, when I was in playing university hockey, I came over to visit a couple times during my Christmas break. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to see a bit of it before I ended up coming to play as well.
How often do you talk? Every day?
We're texting. Yeah, I think we text or Snapchat usually every day, or talk on FaceTime usually after the weekend. And we're in touch quite a bit.
Could you see his games when he played with Wolfsburg?
Well, it's tough because we usually have games on the same days, on Friday and Sunday. But if he has a Tuesday game, then I'll put on the live stream and try to watch some. But yeah, it's don't get to watch a ton.
And when he plays in Munich or in Augsburg?
I looked at the schedule to see if there was one when he was in Bavaria, and a Tuesday game that I could go to, but I don't think there's anything.
Okay.
That's going to work out. So, that's how it goes. But yeah, I'll watch the highlights and, send each other clips of whatever's going on. So,
Yeah. Back to you. You played junior at the Red Deer Rebels alongside quite a few players who made it to the NHL, right?
Yeah. I played played junior in my hometown in Red Deer, which was a cool experience. Most people, in the WHL, they end up going to play in different cities wherever they're drafted. And I just so happened to be drafted to my hometown team. So I got to live at home and still, I guess, go to school with my high school friends. But then, also play for the Rebels, which was a good experience.
You know, every visitor in the game.
Not quite.
But there are some guys who made it to the NHL. Hayden Fleury.
Yep.
Matt Dumba.
Yep.
Alex Petrovic.
Yep. Yeah, he was a bit older, but I played with Dumba for a season. And then Hayden is one of my, we were best friends when we were playing together there. So also been cool to see him. Have a long NHL career. He's been on a number of different teams, so it's cool to watch.
Yeah,
and the coach was also someone very special, Brent Sutter. Over 1,000 NHL games coached in the NHL and for Canada. What was it like playing under him?
Many things. Hey, as a young kid at 16, 17, you're coming into an organization that is run by like an NHL hockey legend. He's also, got the reputation of kind of being a hard old school coach. So having to navigate that, but overall learned so much from someone who has so much hockey knowledge and, experience. It was, I think, three years of, I grew a lot. You're in that 16 to 20 year old range. So you're, developing a lot as a hockey player and as a person, and, kind of go through, it wasn't always easy, you're being challenged, and, so to kind of go through that, I think it was a period of, a lot of growth as a person, but as a hockey player as well. Mm-hmm. So definitely learned a lot from my time with the Rebels and with Brent.
And he was the boss of all.
Yeah.
he was the coach, the general manager, and the boss of the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't get fired.
I think now he's stepped down as coach.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's still running the ship there, and I have good relationship with with their family who still run the team. So I guess run into them every now and then when I'm back home. So pretty cool.
Is there one advice that you get from him that you can make it to, through your whole career?
I think just to, I as a person, I try to be a friendly, easygoing guy, but
we know this, right?
I think just being able to turn, and on the ice, I'm not a scary guy, I think just being able to have that other side of competitiveness, and to not be, not just be a nice guy on the ice, and to be a good, effective player, you should have another side of competitiveness to you. So, I think I learned that from my time with Brent. I think if you watch him play or watch his clips, he was an ultimate competitor. So, okay. He kind of, would, try to teach that into us. So hopefully I took some of it in my time there.
For one season, you also played for the Swift Current Broncos as assistant captain. How did you handle that responsibility, or how was it?
That was my last year of junior, and I got traded to Swift Current, and that was, I guess, overall, I think a tough year. We the team struggled. It wasn't my best season. But every year there's highs and lows, and you take different experiences and learn from them. And it was, I guess, also nice to play a season away from home. So I went and did, living with another family and away from home. And it was another year of experience along the way.
Mm-hmm. And one of the coaches was playing for Rosenheim.
Yeah, Smitty. At the time, I didn't know anything about the hockey landscape over here, and but now looking back, he played in Rosenheim and Krimichow. So, I haven't talked to him I think that was 10 years ago now. But funny. One day looking back on statistics and whatever, and I saw that he played in Rosenheim and in Krimichow, so kind of funny.
He was three or four games he was coach.
Okay.
The coach was sacked, and the another one was coming a little bit later.
Yeah.
And two or three games or maybe four he was injured player.
Okay.
And he was standing
funny
and coaching.
Yeah. No, he was at that time, he was early in his coaching career, so he was he was the assistant coach in Swift Current, but looks like he's gone on to have a really good coaching career, and learned a lot from him as well in a year. So funny coincidence.
Yeah, that team also had players that are now in the NHL, like Jake DeBrusk. Are you still in contact with former teammates?
Not that often. I know Jake, and if I ran into him, we had some funny stories and funny experiences during that year. Over a course of a career, you play with many players, and it's tough to keep in touch with everybody.
Tell us some funny stories.
That year we had a big the game was, we would play Mario Kart on the bus, and we would have everybody connected. You could play while that was the early days of playing video games wirelessly. So there was a big competition of who who is the best Mario Kart player. And I'll stand by that I was number one, but some people might say otherwise. But that was the hot thing that year.
Okay. To your next station, you go to York University. You played there for the Lions. How was college life for you?
Really good overall. Yeah. In York was in Toronto, so it was in the other side of the country. Mm. And at that time, yeah, I was looking to, experience a different side of the country and, I guess kind of be away from home and go to a good school, education wise. And then also, I was impressed by the hockey program there. It's not a big traditional powerhouse, but at the time they had a coach who I was impressed by, and they were kind of on the upswing. So it seemed like a good opportunity, education wise, but then hockey wise as well. So I think before that year, I didn't even know, I don't think I had heard about York University. And then I ended up, moving to Toronto and going to school there. And four of the best years of my life. I have friends who, you start all together and at the same year, and then kind of go through school together for 4 years, and you're doing school and hockey and living in the same house. You kind of, you become really close with some guys, and we stay in touch. And we've, now that we're older, we've done, the bachelor parties and weddings, and like stayed in touch that way. So, four really incredible, memorable years. And,
You also received a lot of awards there, like top scorer, sportsmanship award, outstanding player. How do you look back on these honors?
I guess nice to be recognized. Like I said, it was felt like a good opportunity hockey wise as well. I know I still wanted to, I wouldn't say I had the ambitions to play pro. Like, I don't think I saw myself continuing to play pro until where I'm at now. But I still wanted to play, I still wanted to play hockey and compete, and not just kind of go to school and make it seem like a beer league. So I guess went there with the intent to do well in school, but also still give it my all playing hockey. So we had some team success early in my first year. We won our conference, and in my last couple of years, I was the older guy and ended up being the captain, and was able to have some individual success as well. So hockey wise, it was a great experience as well.
It surely was an honor to being team captain.
Yeah, I think anytime you're looked upon as a leader, whether it's from your peers or your coaches, it's not, I guess, something I'm striving to do to be a captain. I try to just be a good teammate and somebody that's working hard and look to within the room. And if that so happens to end up with a letter on your jersey, then that just happens. So obviously an honor when you're looked upon in that way.
You're looking for statistics when you say Ryan Smith. There was another guy who was at Rosenheim. Okay. You played with him.
Should I know this?
When I say the name Keegan Blasby?
Ah, okay, yes. Yeah.
He played 1 year.
Yeah, with the junior team, yeah? Right?
You
yeah.
know it.
I think when I first started having then maybe plans to come play in Germany, we called him Blas. He had said he played in Germany in the junior program I didn't know Rosenheim, or I didn't know too much about over here. But then, to look back and see that he was here is funny.
Yeah, during COVID, you transferred to Ryerson University, but the season was canceled due to the COVID. How did you cope with not playing that year?
Not too well. That was a tough, yeah, that was super disappointing. Yeah, me and I guess one of my close friends from York, we both got the opportunity to transfer for our master's degree and then go play now it's Toronto Metropolitan University. Yeah, we had plans to live together and go play for the new team and do our master's together. And then, yeah, it was, I mean, like everywhere, it was, nobody knew what was going on. And they said, the season's postponed till October, postponed till November. And so at that time, I'm sitting in, I was living at my brother's house in Red Deer, doing online university and waiting for the season to get restarted, but it never happened. So for the full year, I just ended up doing school on the computer in my brother's basement, which, not the most fun, year.
Did you have the chance to practice a little bit or?
I had a couple buddies where we'd go to the outdoor rink on Friday nights under the lights and, nothing formal, or I wasn't practicing with the team. Most college programs were closed and weren't even practicing. And even with the junior teams, it was a mess everywhere. So, just the outdoor rink a couple times a week.
There was one guy in the roster at Ryerson University. You never played with him, but you played against him. Mm-hmm. Did you know?
I'm guessing Santos.
Santos.
I've never played with him, but I just over the years now have come to know him a little bit, and we would have been the teammates that year, but we played against each other for 2 years during my time at York there, and so it is cool, yeah, to see someone that you played against so closely during school, and then he's having a really good career so far, so good to see.
Yeah, as a college player, you obviously have to study and to practice. How difficult is the balance between sports and the university?
It was difficult for sure. We had a good group of, especially the guys that I, like I said, kind of went through the 4 years together with. We all took both aspects pretty seriously. We all wanted to win and have a good competitive team, but then everybody also was committed to going to school and getting the most out of the education side of it. I think all the guys that I lived with, I think two are lawyers, one is an accountant, one I think is going to be a doctor this year. So also good to see my close friends have success in their professional lives as well. So it made it a lot easier when you're surrounded by people who are taking things seriously and then you're having fun while doing both. So it was busy, and there's midterm weeks and final season was a bit stressful. It was good sometimes too to have another thing to focus on outside of hockey, and it was a good experience.
You focused on the Bachelor of Commerce with finance.
Mm-hmm.
Where should I bring my money?
I don't think I'm qualified to give financial advice, so I'll stop there.
Okay. And you make the Master of Business Administration. Congratulations. Is this the way after the career, or do you think the career could go on in sports?
It's nice to have that, completed. I don't know how long I'll keep playing hockey, but looking back, it's nice to have that completed, and I enjoyed, going to school and going through that university process. So, I have no, planned timeline of how long I'll play or We just, me and my wife are kind of taking it year by year. And we'll see how life goes.
Yeah, after that year without playing hockey, you moved to Germany. How did you choose Krimichau?
Because I had come off a year of not playing, I guess at the time I didn't know if that was going to be it then, if I was going to keep trying to play. I got the opportunity to play in the second league with Krimichau. So I didn't know anything about there. I guess took the decision to give it a shot. And I wouldn't have expected to be there for 4 years. I don't know if we'll talk more about my time in Krimichau, but there were highs and lows, I guess, as a team and as a player over that time. But looking back, that was another chunk of my life, and with a lot of good memories and experiences that that are good to look back on. Mm.
We can talk a little bit more about this. It's a rumor that you were coming to Krimichau and make your first steps on the street in right to Sound Park and think, oh, where did I end up here?
Yeah. Well, because even in Red Deer, like in the WHL, you're playing in big, some of the, like we would play in Rexall where the Oilers play, or in the Saddle Dome where the Flames play, or the... our rink in Red Deer was really nice, I would say, like similar to Krefeld. Like you're playing in big buildings. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, pro hockey. And I come straight from the airport and drive down that, anybody who's been to Krimichau, you drive down that little road and there's a open air rink in the middle of the forest. And I was like, what did I do? So that was the first impression, which is hilarious looking back on. But for me, hockey is, you know, I played at York University for 4 years in front of 50 people who were mostly parents.
Yeah.
And it's obviously nice to have to play in a rink with a great atmosphere, or to play in a nice fancy rink, but when you're on the ice and you're playing the game, it's kind of, all of it kind of, for me anyway, like phase or zones out, and you're playing the same game. So, I ended up
in this case, it is good to play in Rosenheim now with these fans.
Yeah. In Krimichau too, it was great.
The fans were
really
good.
Great atmosphere. And, here too at Rolfa, it's loud. I like how the fans are kind of on top of you with the wall, and, that obviously makes it more exciting and a fun experience when the fans are make it a good atmosphere in the rink, for sure.
Yeah. You ended up playing 4 years for Krimichau. So did you like it then, after your first impressions?
Yeah. I think, like I was alluding to, like, it then when, okay, you get used to the outdoor, the open air rink, and it's an old rink, it's not the fanciest place, but once you get into your routine and get used to it, then that's where you're playing, and then you kind of learn to like it. And sometimes in the winter when it's Tuesday, Wednesday practice and it's -5, then it's a little cold, but then you kind of just, especially the couple of years when we were pretty good and you're winning, and then you kind of take on that identity that this is like a tough place to come in and play, and you kind of like take on that identity, and it makes it fun. So and especially the rink there, it's not like anything you'd see back home in North America. So then you kind of take that on as part of the identity as well, as you're playing in this unique stadium. Anytime I had a couple friends come over and visit, and family members, and you're kind of like prideful that this is where you play, and it's pretty cool. It's something to show to your friends and family. So yeah.
Yeah, in your career, it was 4 years York University, 4 years Grimmitschau. Can we expect 4 years Rosenheim?
I can't. I'm not in a place to promise anything, but.
But you are not the hopper.
No, yeah.
You like it when you be longer.
It's been, like I said, it's been a great start here. It's a great city, and surrounding areas beautiful, and the rink's great, and I have no complaints here at so far. So if I played 4 years here in Rosenheim, then that would be an honor for sure.
Is there a lovely place where you, when you will find Scott Faeser and his wife, where can we find them?
Especially when the weather was nice, to go and do some hikes near, like, that's the cool thing about here is I think within an hour drive, you could do endless, go to however many lakes, or we like to hike and kind of, explore some nature. And, even during the November break, we didn't fly somewhere. We just kind of stayed local and checked out the surrounding. We went to Kids Pool and Tegernsee and a couple nights in Munich and just tried to explore the region here. So I don't know, we enjoy a nice dinner or explore, like going on a hike and exploring the mountains. So maybe that's where you'd find us.
How would it be playing again with your brother in one team?
It would be super cool in a way.
Is it a goal for a career?
Some people ask us that, but I don't think so. We've had different careers, and I think we both respect each other's career enough that we're just going to make the decisions that would be best for us individually. Maybe one day down the road, if it was the right time, maybe. But I don't think we have any. It's not a lifelong ambition. I think right now it is. Kind of sucks a bit that we're so far, because then we don't really get to see each other. But that's just how it goes sometimes. But
It would be difficult because it's would be a battle to the number 71.
We've had different numbers. I think we could, if that was the last straw that needed to break, I think we could get over it. But
okay.
Yeah. No, you're playing since summer for the Star Bulls. What were your thoughts when Rosenheim was reaching out to you?
I guess honored to get an offer and have the opportunity to come here. I've always said my time in Grimmitschau was great, and had no complaints or anything like that. It was just time for something new and a new challenge, and explore a new place. And the fit here with the team seemed good. I had spoke to Yari in the spring, and the way he wanted to play and build the team and everything like that sounded like a really good fit for me. So I was glad that they viewed it the same way, and then gave me an offer. So I excited when I guess we made the decision to come here and join a team that has ambitions to move up and be a strong team in the league. So it's been great to be a part of that.
It's been great to be a part of you at Hartgecheckt. And we're going to the third period.
Okay.
We have to rush a little bit. We are near the hour. And we look forward. I say it in German. Wir blicken voraus auf die Spiele am Wochenende. Die Star Wars erwarten am Freitag um 19.30 Uhr die Wölfe Freiburg und spielen am Sonntag in Ravensburg. Alles über die beiden Spiele, aktuelle Berichte, Fotos, Analysen und Stimmen gibt es natürlich in den OVB-Heimatzeitungen sowie auf allen Kanälen von OVB Media. So, we have this. And yeah, it's two games against two teams that are at the bottom place of the league. How difficult could it be?
I think just as difficult as any other weekend. I think we've learned with this league in the last 2 years, especially, that it's always so tight and every team can beat anybody on any given night. So I really don't think you can look at the games based on where teams are in the standings. I think you have to bring your A game every night. And Freiburg beat us the last time we played them. So yeah. We got to get them back on that. And we just have to focus on having a good week of practice and bring in our best version of ourselves to both games.
Yeah, Freiburg has a new coach and recently earned points against Kassel. How have you experienced those moments when a new coach comes in? Does it release new energy in the team?
I only had it once in Krimichow, but yeah, I think you see it in our league or in the NHL or sports. Anytime there's a new coach, I know in the NHL they call it that new coach bump. It's a new environment, so you are going to expect a jolt from the team. So I think we have to expect the best version of that team and bring our best game.
Ravensburg, on the paper, a top team, but now struggling this season. Do you think they will bounce back?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They have they have two of the top players, and I think that Rassel, who I kind of know from Alberta, he's having a good season. So they have kind of the core that has been there over the years and have always been a top team. So if they are going to turn it around, then I don't think anybody would be surprised.
Yeah, last weekend the Star Bulls scored 12 goals, 9 of them by the forwards. Even though the lines were reassigned, how is it for you when you're playing with new line mates?
I try not to sweat it or think about it too much. I think the role that I have on our team and what I've had in the past is someone who can move up and down or play center or right wing. So I'm kind of used to just having different line mates all the time, and there's injuries or guys that are sick, or you got to shake up the lines to, you know, spark the offense. So I try not to sweat it too much when there's movement, but at the same time you try to develop some chemistry with guys as fast as you can. So it's good when you're surrounded with good players like I am here, then it's pretty easy to try to build some chemistry with a CJ Stretch or a Ville Järvelainen in there. Smart players, so they're easy to read off of and try to make plays with. So that helps.
You had a good chemistry with Luigi Calci and Jordan Talbot. Why did this work so good?
I think they fall into that same category of just good players who are smart and work hard. I think in this league it's so tight, and like the league has gotten so much better that to just have a high flying skill based team or style of play doesn't work. You have to have like a unit of three forwards and defense, so five guys that are like playing with a structure and working hard, and but then also having the skill to make plays within that structure. So those guys, they work hard and have the ability to make plays and score. So it was good to have some chemistry with them. And
You also played with Teemu Pulkkinen the first time. What do you have to pay attention to when playing with him?
He's a shooter, as we're seeing. So Yeah, I don't try to. Obviously, he's a shooter, so you want to try to, you know, get him the puck in a good scoring situation. But I just try to play what the game is facing me in that time, and whether it's my time to shoot and score, I'm going to take it, or if it's my time to make a play, then I'll do it at that time. So, I try to just focus on the situation that's in front of me and take what's there.
There are 20 games left. You are the marathon man, or one about the marathon men in the Star Wars squad. Shane Hanna is the first one, and then you with 20 minutes, 44 per game. Yeah, how much energy do you have in your tank?
I'm glad to have that role to be in all situations. That was what I strived for when coming here. I knew that opportunity was going to be here. So to be, you know, on both special teams and having being on the ice a lot is good, but I think the program, like how we run our week, is really good, and Yari's really smart with, you know, when guys need rest or when we need to be in the gym and get some extra work in. I like our program here of managing that. So I think that's definitely helped, you know, be ready each weekend and, I think it, and, you know, keep you healthy and strong over the course of the season. So, I'll strive to keep being, all situations player for the year.
Marco, any questions more?
Not from my side.
Then you are not only a great center or a winger or in the first, second or third line. You are a great guest at our podcast. Thank you for coming here, and thank you for having here us. I need something to drink. Thank you for having that. You are being here.
Yeah.
And a change in German. For the last words. Das war hart gecheckt. Episode 83 mit Scott Faeser. Dankeschön fürs Zuhören. Dankeschön fürs Kommen. Und bis zum nächsten Mal. Entweder wieder bei hart gecheckt oder live im Stadion. Vielen Dank und Servus.
Ciao.
Podcast schon vorbei? Dann gleich noch was einkaufen. Hart gecheckt wurde präsentiert von Brechtl Bad Aibling, Brandenburg, Raubling und Bad Fallenbach. Bis zum nächsten Einkauf und zum nächsten Podcast.